Hey guys, Jimmy Pardo here to talk to you about PXG. Now listen, I wore this shirt at a golf outing recently, and the way I described it is that I felt like I wasn't wearing a shirt. That's how comfortable this thing was. PXG makes great golf clubs. We all know that, but what they also do is make great apparel. It's made with premium materials, technology designed for peak performance. Didn't help my performance, but I looked good. That's the important thing. You want to look good better than the way you golf. Is that a thing? PXG has something for everybody. Pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts, everything you could want. I loved it. I've got a second shirt that I can't wait to wear when I go golfing a second time, if my body allows me to. But you know, I tell you what, with these shirts, I might as well just walk around the clubhouse and let people take a look at me and go, look at that stylish looking guy, but his golf game is on point. Little do they know, no, it's not. Hey, elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 Collection. Head over to pxg.com/Pardo. Use code Pardo at checkout and save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo to save 10% on apparel. pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo. PXG, grip it and wear it.
You guys know I love Gooder sunglasses. I've been wearing them for years. I've been collecting them basically at this point because, you know, they got all these different styles and they're so affordable. They're $25 a pair. There's no slip, no bounce. They're all polarized. They're fun. You know, you have one pair for the beach. You have one pair for riding your bike. You have one pair to maybe go out to a club. I don't know, a day club. Do you go to day clubs? That doesn't sound like a right thing to do. Hey, they got a new frame though. This is what I'm here to talk about. The Pop G. Pop art for your face. It's fashion. It's fashion on your face, guys. No slip, no bounce, just like all the other types of pairs. But these are cool. Like I want to get a pair myself. Like I have too many already, but I feel like I need to get these also. Vanguard Visionary, New Wave Renegade, Born to be Envied, Pop Art Prodigy, the Mod One Out. It sounds like the Pop G is a whole group of styles, so you can get all these different frames within the Pop G family, so that's pretty cool. Check those out, guys. And, you know, if you need sunglasses, this is the way to go. You don't have to worry about losing them. They're $25, and, you know, you just grab another pair if you need them. But, like I said, I've been collecting them because I can't get enough of these Gooder sunglasses. If you want to support our show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to Gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that's Gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping.
Please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody. Nadeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to NeverNotFunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. 54:51 is the time, mm-hmm. In case anybody's curious that what we're doing on the time.
Okay.
Meant to say 34E is what I meant to say. I meant to say the episode number. Instead, as I went to speak, I looked at the clock and then decided to announce how much time has passed. Those that are live streaming, we'll welcome you back. Thanks for sticking around. Those that are listening to us on the download, we enjoy you and your company as well. Hal Rudnick has joined us. Now, Hal has become a regular on Pop Cultured, mm-hmm. The game show that I do over there at the UCB Theater now on a monthly basis. I think the next one's on April the 13th. Hal has never played the game. He comes in, he does characters.
Mm-hmm.
And always too long. Told to keep it tight, not in Hal's world.
I ignore the light. I see a light, I drive through it like red lights on the street, which I drive through regularly.
Well, first of all, safety first on that if you're ever in Culver City, because they've got those cameras, and you could try to fight it, and you're going to lose.
I've obscured my plates.
Oh, very nice. Hal is a very brilliant improviser, and we're grateful to have him be part of Pop Culture, all ball busting aside. And then also you host a show with a friend of our show, Sid Heller, right? You and Sid host a television program called
Fail Center.
Where do we find this?
You can find Fail Center. It's one of the most difficult shows to find.
Okay.
You can find it on Always Funny Video's Roku channel or on Pluto TV. And it's basically Sports Center using the vast fail library from America's Funniest Videos. And America's Funniest Videos, AFV, same initials as Always Funny Videos.
Yeah.
So
same company, Vin DeBona?
Vin Mindabona, you got it.
Who runs that show? Is that Jeff Tully over there?
Oh, Jeff Tully was over there, but he's left. He got new opportunities. But he brought me in. I worked with Jeff Tully years ago at Fox Sports and Fuel TV. Mm-hmm. On we like to call it the funniest show that no one knew about, called The Daily Habit, with some friends of your show, Chris Fairbanks, Jordan Morris, a bunch of funny people.
Mm-hmm. I believe I was a guest on there a couple of times, right? They would have, who was I a guest on a couple times?
Yeah,
who cares?
The host was a fellow named Pat Parnell, who does a lot of action sports stuff. And
there was a woman who would be on a regular basis.
Oh, Allison Becker was pretty
not
regular.
The name I'm thinking of. I can't pull the woman's name. She also did stuff on VH1. Help me with this woman's name. Oh my God.
The VJ Kennedy.
No, it's not Kennedy. It's not Kennedy. I was at Kennedy's house a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When we both had game shows on GSN, Kennedy would have pool parties.
Oh, wow.
And because I was a part of the GSN family, I got to go over there. That was before she went completely whack job right wing.
Sure.
She was right wing. She was conservative. But conservative and liberal were different at one point. I mean, different than what they are today.
Yeah, a little more aisle crossing.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you disagree on policy, but you weren't an asshole.
Yeah. But is it true what they said about those game show network parties?
Yeah. What'd you hear?
Oh.
Because I can confirm or deny them. What were you hearing, Al?
Slip and slides of lube.
Yep. 100%. And you've never seen it until you've seen Woolery go down.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Woolery was I'm going to say Woolery was the best slip and slider.
Chuck Woolery would walk in the party and instantly nude.
Couldn't wait to get his pants off,
mm-hmm.
right? And then he would show you his 2 and 2. two inches of cock. Chuck Woolery, by the way, as a reminder, also a crazy right-wing nutjob. Mm-hmm. They've all gone nuts.
Too many people in America are that now. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like a disease that spread.
The country's going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, thank you. That's Hal Rudnick and his sunny outlook on the world.
Yeah.
Specifically our country. Hal, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Jersey, about 45 minutes outside of New York City.
Okay.
And kind of had the best of both worlds, a little suburb. And then my dad would take us in for Broadway shows and ball games and all that good stuff.
And now you, let's address those in order.
Mm-hmm.
You would go in to see, you say your dad, was it a single parent household?
Oh, no. I grew up in a two-parent household. Mm-hmm. My parents stayed married until basically when I graduated from high school. So I got to see what it's like to have two people scream at each other for 18 years.
And then they stayed together for the kids.
Yes.
The second you guys are out of the house going away, they scrammed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm actually hard transition, but I'm working on a solo show about my father since I brought him up. He was a Marine, a concert producer, a compulsive gambler who lost millions of dollars, and a thief.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a story I'm excited to tell. When I say he lost millions of dollars, I like to say that he lost what would have been my inheritance because his father was wealthy. I had a wealthy grandpa.
Oh.
He lost it all helping to keep the lights on in Atlantic City. That's code for he played blackjack and gave it all to Bally's Hotel Casino.
Mm-hmm.
So since he lost my inheritance, all he left me were the stories and doggone it, I'm going to tell him.
That boy. And I like using a Southern accent for him.
Thank you.
A side tangent then based on what you said.
Yeah.
When you say concert promoter.
Yes.
Rock and roll shows?
No, I wish.
What was he promoting?
He forced this music on me, which I appreciate a little more now, but he had a series called 40s in the 80s, where he took stars from the 40s and 50s and brought them back to sing in the late 70s, early 80s. So you might know the name Mel Torme.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, the Velvet Golden Fog. Yeah. I remember that when I was a kid, I was pleased because my dad had him in concert and Harry Anderson was a fan of him on Night Court.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Mel Torme came up, I was like, oh, yeah, my dad had that guy. And Margaret Whiting, the Duke Ellington Orchestra, all these.
Were the Lennon sisters from that era?
The Andrews sisters.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
No, there's also the Lennon sisters.
I'm not sure about the Lennon. I mean, certainly not John Lennon.
No, that's a different. That'd be a rock and roll show.
Yeah, and not the wonderful comedian and human being Lennon Parnum, who's been a guest on this show.
True, she has been here.
But no, I don't know the Lennon. But
the Lennon sisters or somebody, right? Or did I make that up, Garen?
They sounds like somebody. Lennon.
That does sound familiar to me.
I swear to God, right? I mean, yeah, obviously.
American vocal group.
American vocal group. Oh, so. Lennon Scissors, communists.
Oh, yeah.
That's right in the name.
55 to the present.
Oh, so 55 to the present. Yeah, they're still out there. It's good to see them.
See,
out.
I'd hear I'm a little more of a fan of the Trotsky Sisters.
fun with names.
Fun with names.
All right, so your dad would do that series, the 40s and the 80s. That,
yes, but he borrowed money from the mafia to help keep it afloat when it tanked after, like, there was one show. He had this huge show planned, and he lost a lot of money because there was a blizzard and for 3 days, and they had to cancel a bunch of shows, borrowed money from the mafia to help keep it open. And it's my dad's dealings with Eddie and Joey. Those are his point people that he had to deal with. Yeah, Eddie and Joey at the part of the Gambino crime family.
Really, really were?
Yeah. Oh my. Well, I'm not sure if it was the Gambinos, but it was these two toughs named Eddie and Joey, wow, who were my dad's connections.
And would you see them come? Would they come to the house or
no? But I tell the story where my dad, they called my dad to come meet with him because he was late on payments. And my dad said to my mom, "Hey, do you want to go meet with these folks?" He basically used my mom as a human shield to protect him from the mafia. But she was so agreeable and understanding when these two guys said, "Hey, you're going to have to mortgage your house and we're going to take the money because he owes us. Do you understand?" And my mom was like, "Well, I don't like it, but I understand." And they were like, "Hey, she's pretty agreeable." And she basically saved my dad's life because it might have gone another way,
wow,
if she wasn't there. Just, you know, one of many postcards in my scrapbook of memories.
Is your dad still with us?
No, he passed away about 11 years ago. And you know, it wasn't all bad. He gave me, like I said, he took me to the Broadway shows and the ball games.
All right, so let's address that. Yeah. So when you say Broadway shows, the run, next go, you get all dressed up.
Are
you seeing musicals? Are you seeing plays? What do you say? All
of the above. Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge, Into the Woods, Damn Yankees. I think we saw it with Jerry Lewis playing in one of the roles. I saw Into the Woods with Bernadette Peters. I mean, you don't get much better than that. So, I appreciate all that stuff. You know, he cultured me a little bit, and as well as, giving me some emotional baggage that that I've worked on. When I started going to therapy, I told my dad, and he said, "You better not talk about me in there." I'm like, what the fuck else am I going to talk about?
That's where I'm going, Dad.
Yeah, it's like, going to the mechanic and saying, you better not talk about your car.
Yeah. And then now you're going to be doing this solo show. Did you wait until your dad died to think about doing the solo show? Like, you didn't want to do it when he was with us, or?
Yeah, I waited till I felt capable of telling the stories without shame and embarrassment. Because for so many years, I was like, I lied to so many friends and girlfriends and people about, what does your dad do? What's your family like? And I didn't want to say, my dad's a fucking maniac who once did a U-turn on the highway. Like, literally drove over the concrete median because he thought he saw my mom driving in the other direction.
Listen, this is, you know this, Belknap and Hochberg and myself, we love the Factor meals. In fact, Garen Cockrell's gotten on board with the Factor recently.
Yeah, he's into it. I mean, who wouldn't like it? Once you try it, you go, hey, this is good stuff.
Once you Factor, you can't go back there.
Yeah. It's like that old Yo Gabba Gabba song. Try it. You'll like it.
I never was on board with Yo Gabba Gabba. And nothing has changed as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
In the 16 years since I've watched it, I've not gotten on board.
I imagine it doesn't age well. It was very of the moment and very,
I think it was
hipster.
Very of the pre-meme. Like, I think it was hipster even prior to me.
What?
Like, before I had a kid. Was prior to Oliver's where...
I don't know if it's even still around.
I hope not.
We don't have time to talk about what's going on with
you. We're here to talk about Factor.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Pop a Factor into the microwave. 2 minutes later, this baby's ready. You sit down, Watch some Yo Gabba Gabba. Sure. Enjoy your Factor.
Yeah.
Right? Get in there. Get the Wiggles out. That's somebody else, right? No, that's them.
Get your sillies out.
Get your sillies out. Yeah. Wiggles are another kid's thing.
Yeah.
And those guys, I got no truck with those guys.
Good.
They've got over 35 different meals, more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Various different, you know, look, if you want chicken, they got chicken. You want a beef thing, they got beef thing. You want to bump up to a gourmet meal, they got filet mignon. Mm. They've got, they had lobster the other day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got all sorts of things over there. They got delicious things over there. Head to factormeals.com/part050. Use code part050 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That is code part050 at factormeals.com/part050 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factor.
Good food. Fast.
And all right, and you also went to ball games.
Yes.
Making you a, would you be a Yankee fan from that part of the?
So it's a long story short, a Minnesota Twins fan.
How did that happen?
My father was a fan of the Washington Senators.
Okay.
And when they moved to Minnesota, he kept his fanatical allegiance to the team. And our family vacations would often be to Minnesota to watch Twins games, or we went up to Toronto just to see the Twins play at the Sky Dome, or Boston to see them at Fenway Park. So, yeah, he gave me just a lot of great experiences as a kid in between the emotional trauma. My mom was a real trooper for putting up with just every trip being sports related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you still a Twins fan then to this day?
I am. I play fantasy baseball. I'm a huge baseball fan. And today is opening day,
yes,
which is a holiday in my house. And yeah, I'm a big Twins fan.
Let me ask you a question.
He took me to the 1987 World Series and in Minnesota, where the Twins beat the Cardinals 4-3. We watched all 4 games that were the home games in Minnesota. And one of the formative experiences of my youth, he would always bring up, oh, you started crying when Don Baylor hit the home run to tie the game in game 6. Till this day.
Love it.
Yep.
It's incredible that you got to see.
I know, right?
4 World Series games.
Yeah,
that's. I mean,
well, they're loaded. They're into the mob for all this money.
Oh yeah,
but look, there's a silver lining to it.
By the way, there was an attempted mugging before the game. So my dad would carry around I guess being a gambler, he just always had like a head of lettuce on him. He took out his wallet that had, I kid you not, like $8,000 in cash to buy a program. Like, right. Who the fuck takes out $8,000 in cash?
Mr. Rudnick does.
Yeah, Mr. Rudnick and like Floyd Mayweather. These two guys saw him, and then this one dude was like feigned some sort of episode or a heart attack and draped himself over my dad and grabbed his arm and flung the wallet in the air, trying to throw it to his friend. All the money went everywhere, and the guys got spooked and they ran. And then two European tourists ran after them, caught them. They ended up being let go because we didn't want to fly back to Minnesota for the trial, but it was a crazy happenstance.
Good Lord.
And didn't put a damper on the game, though. He got everything back, and we went in and watched the Twins achieve victory.
4-3 over the Cardinals.
Yes.
87.
There you go.
What is, we talk about this quite often because I'm in 4 fantasy baseball leagues. What is your fantasy baseball team name?
I have 2 names. One is the Hohokus Gibbons.
Okay.
And Hohokus is a little town in near where I grew up in Jersey. And Gibbon is an adorable monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I decide, I'm just going to go with puns for the whole year. So I started off with Why You In a Rush Man, named after Adelie Rushman, but then I didn't get him on my team, so I changed to someone I have on my team. This is a little off color, but it's because I have this player, Josh Naylor, and the team name is Naylor. I just met her.
Nice. And it's off color for who? The senior citizens are listening to the show?
Very.
I'm blushing right now.
Sir, this is a family program.
To hear the full episode, head over to NeverNotFunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at NeverNotFunny.com.